Support for this podcast and the following message come from Humana. Employees are the heartbeat of your business. That's why Humana offers group dental, vision, life, and disability plans designed to protect them. Exceptional service, broad networks, and modern benefits. That's the power of human care.
Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. One day after Iran launched a major attack against Israel, Israeli officials say its confrontation with Iran is not over yet, but it's not yet clear what Israel's next steps may be. Almost all of more than 300 ballistic missiles and drones sent by Iran were shot down by Israel and its allies, including the U.S. NPR's Rob Schmitz is in Tel Aviv with more on the Israeli response.
There's a sense from the government reaction here that last night's attack could have been much worse, that its air defense system and assistance from the U.S. military and others were a rousing success, and it can rest on these achievements while it sort of figures out the next steps. You know, at the same time, though, while it's clear President Biden prefers this conflict to end here, Benjamin Netanyahu may feel like he needs to respond in some way. He's sort of performing a delicate balancing act here between wanting to show a strong reaction to this attack, yet not so strong that it starts a wider regional war.
The UN Secretary General, meanwhile, is calling on Iran and Israel to step back from the brink and avoid further action that could lead to confrontations on multiple fronts in the Middle East. The U.S., though, says the UN Security Council should hold Iran to account for its unprecedented attack on Israel, as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
U.S. Ambassador Robert Wood says the U.S. is not seeking an escalation to the conflict between Israel and Iran, but he says the Security Council should take a stand.
The best way to prevent such escalation is an unambiguous condemnation from the Council of Iran's unprecedented large-scale attack and an unequivocal call on it and its proxies and partners to refrain from further violence.
Iran says its actions were a proportionate response to an Israeli strike that killed several Iranian commanders in Syria this month. Israel's ambassador blasted Iran as a, quote, terrorist state and says Israel reserves the right to respond. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Federal water managers recently discovered damage to plumbing inside the dam that holds back Lake Powell. From member station KUNC, Alex Hager reports that conservation groups are worried the damage at Glen Canyon Dam could lead to much bigger issues for the Colorado River.
Climate change is shrinking the nation's second largest reservoir. If it dips much lower, those damaged pipes could be the only way for water to keep flowing into the Grand Canyon and onto big cities like Los Angeles and Phoenix. Eric Balkin is with the nonprofit Glen Canyon Institute.
This is a really big infrastructure problem, and it really has a big impact on how water is managed throughout this whole basin.
Balkin and other conservation groups want policymakers to consider bypassing Glen Canyon Dam entirely as they come up with new rules to share the shrinking river going forward that could require construction inside the dam. For NPR News, I'm Alex Hager in Fort Collins, Colorado.
And you're listening to NPR News. Thousands of demonstrators marched in Warsaw, Poland on Sunday to protest government efforts there to liberalize the country's abortion laws. The new government is proposing to allow the termination of pregnancies until the 12th week. Poland is a predominantly Catholic country, and church leaders have supported efforts by the demonstrators. Poland currently has an almost complete ban on abortions. Scottie Scheffler has won the Masters Golf Tournament in Augusta, Georgia. As Alex Helmick from member station WABE reports, this is the second Masters win for the American golfer.
Scheffler now joins just 17 others to win multiple times at Augusta National. Scheffler came into the tournament ranked number one in the world for 47 consecutive weeks and was the betting favorite. He won by four strokes over 24-year-old Swede Ludvig Åberg, who was playing his first ever major tournament. His second place finish netted him nearly $2.2 million. Scheffler will take home a $3.6 million purse. Meantime, this Masters is the last one for sports casting legend Vern Lundquist. The 83-year-old signed off after 40 years of calling the legendary tournament. For NPR News, I'm Alex Helmick.
Photographer Gene Herrick has died. He was known for his iconic images of Martin Luther King Jr., Rosa Parks, and other luminaries of the civil rights movement in the U.S. Working for the Associated Press, he also covered the Korean War. Herrick joined the AP during World War II when he was just 16 years old. Herrick was 97 when he died. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. Don't get caught without emergency medical coverage on an international trip. Learn how Allianz Travel Insurance can protect your trip from the unexpected at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.